God has been waking me up in the middle of the night saying, son, I've got some children that got some burdens on their heart, and I want to give them an opportunity to speak what God has told them out of the Word of God. Rob?
Yeah, Vic, that's actually the way to have church. In the New Testament, it simply says one will have a song, one will have a hymn. God's not anointing somebody, he's anointing the body. And, you know, the Lord's not only anointing a church, he's anointing the church. So it's a many-membered body. You know, Ephesians talks about the stones, but let's take it in the book of Micah, Vic, chapter 1, verse 3. It says, "For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth." So, you know, there are certain seasons, obviously, if you want to call it Kairos seasons, that's fine, where heaven connects with earth. There's an acceleration of the activity of heaven. We believe that season over this region is now. And, you know, I love this. "He shall tread on the high places of the earth." You know, the enemy really is the one that wants to come and himself tread on the high places. And, you know, the mountain of the entertainment, arts, and the media certainly is very powerful. I mean, you know, there's no secret why these Hollywood actors are pulling in tens of millions of dollars per movie individually. I mean, Hollywood really is a billion-dollar industry. So, you know, for God to come and take these mountains, we have to first dispossess the enemy, and then God comes and he takes the mountain and he claims it for the church.
Now, remember, the enemy's not flesh and blood. The enemy is a principality that reigns over a region. I believe that there are some principalities that are right over this Montauk to Manhattan. I believe one of them is the principality of materialism. I believe the other one is the gospel of prosperity. Now, don't misunderstand me. I believe in prosperity, but I'm talking about with the seasoning of God prosperity, that we would take the money to do the things of God. I believe that God wants to give the body of Christ plenty of money. You know what the problem is? We don't know how to handle money, the body of Christ. So right away, we go out and we make some money, or we get some money, and all of a sudden, we're buying ourselves a new Cadillac. But God wants to give us money that we could dispossess some of these mountains that Brother Rob's talking about. We've got to dispossess them. And sometimes it just comes down to having money to have influence to affect this region.
Yeah, Vic, I love that scripture. It says, "The Lord thy God will give you power to get wealth." But I like another translation. It says, "The Lord thy God will give you power to create wealth, that his covenant may be established in the earth." And I really want to read that again. Micah chapter 1 verse 3. "For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth." And, you know, Rex Humbart, Vic, had a vision years ago to put Jesus and make Jesus famous on television. And there were some, I guess, religious folks in the church that said, you know, Jesus can't work through an unholy channel. They would call it not the television, but the devil vision. And Rex contended and he pressed in. And thank God for a man that saw what could be. And what happens is sometimes the church takes a background and they lose ground. And the enemy comes and possesses and takes ground. And, you know, I love the word restoration, Vic. I love it. But the greater question is, why do we give away in the first place what's ours? Obviously, for God to restore something back to us, we gave away which once belonged to us. And in the book of Amos, Amos was a prophet. He wasn't a cookie maker, by the way. This is famous Amos the prophet, not famous Amos the cookies. But in Amos chapter 9, verse 13, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord. The plowman shall overtake the reaper." And, you know, due to physics, Vic, it's impossible to reap before you sow. So there's such an acceleration happening in the earth that there's such activity of heaven coming. And that's what Jesus said, on earth as it is in heaven.
You know, I believe some of you are hearing this. You're hearing it from your own church. And I want to tell you something. This is where I got to fine-tune this a little bit for the sake of the body of Christ. People, God has got you in some situations where if you try to fix the fix that God's given you, He'll give you another fix. But I want to tell you, He's put you there. Don't take this time where you say, I don't know what to do. I don't understand what's going on. This is a time that God is growing you in the Spirit. He's pruned you back to give you more. God is giving us the spirit of wisdom. I'm not the same man I was 10 years ago. I'm not the same man that seen the way I seen 10 years ago. My gift of discernment has come so far across the pattern of what I had before that sometimes I don't even realize myself what God has done. But I tell you, people, you are in a great place now, and God is going to advance His kingdom. But when He does, you're going to see the spirit of wisdom like Daniel, like Joseph. Joseph said this. Joseph says, guys, throw all the computers away. I cannot count the harvest anymore. Here's an entrepreneur, Joseph. He was a man of God. He was a pastor of many, but he was an entrepreneur. And he said, I can't count it. He understood what Rob said, that he would sow and he would reap quicker than he sowed. Joseph understood the principle. I tell you, people, a lot of times the body of Christ shoots themselves in the foot. We don't ask God for wisdom. You need the wisdom of God when you open your mouth to talk about Christ. If you want to talk about the Yankees or the Dodgers, you don't need God's wisdom. But when you start to deal with the manual of God and you start to have a word for somebody, you've got to align that word with the wisdom from heaven.
Yeah, Vic, I'm thinking where God comes to a man named Solomon, and he asks Solomon a question. I'll give you anything you want. What do you want, Solomon? Solomon says, God, give me wisdom. Wisdom is to know what to do and how to do it and when to do it. It's knowing when to make a left turn, knowing when to make a right turn. And think of Solomon, where he possessed mountains just like you tapped into and said, Daniel. And let me just finish that up. The book of Amos, the mountains shall drip with sweet wine and the hills shall flow with it. And you know, we hear a lot of that God wants to come and take the mountain of education, the political realm, the media, arts, the finances. And, you know, this doesn't happen generally overnight. You know, the enemy just doesn't lay down, let you come into a region, and just let you take over. He always puts up a fight. I'm thinking of The Passion of the Christ, where that movie was extremely successful, but due to persecution, it actually helped facilitate and promote the movie. And you know, in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel's contending for breakthrough. He's seeking God. He says, God, I need breakthrough. I need an answer. And the Lord comes on the scene in chapter 12. He says, do not fear, for from the first day you set your heart to seek me, I heard you. I have come because of your words. In chapter 13, it says, the prince of Persia withstood you 21 days. So you know what, Vic? God has to send Michael. He don't send some, you know, in a sense, a first level angel. He sends Michael himself and gives Daniel the breakthrough that he needs.
I believe you're going to have that breakthrough today. I believe Brother Cornelius understood that breakthrough. The Bible says Cornelius was a man that gave and was a man of prayer. And the Bible says that it made a memorial before heaven. I believe right now people don't see the glass half empty. I believe each and every one of you that are tuned in right now, by divine appointment, God has let you have a memorial in heaven. I believe your things that you have done on the earth have not gone unseen. God has seen them. And I believe something very unique about Cornelius. Think about this. He was given a vision and went and touched Peter's life with that vision. This was an ordinary man, no titles, no nothing, but God gave him a vision that today we know that we don't have to keep the regulations of the Old Testament through the food. We are free. That's why now whatever you eat, as long as you believe that it's God and bless it, you are exactly where you belong. I tell you this, people, this is the time to get the wisdom of God. I believe I'm speaking to some Corneliuses today, some that are going to walk and understand the Kairos moment that they're in.